Bill finally gave the Ringer's Philly crew a podcast. I'm Ben Solak.
And I'm Sheil Kapadia. That's right, just a couple Philly guys with a new space to fire off some Eagles takes, get caught up in the Sixers chaos, and more.
We'll be coming to you twice a week on Sundays and Thursdays, plus bonus episodes whenever we get breaking news or Philly drama.
Plus, when Harden and Embiid somehow convince you suckers that this year's going to be different, our fellow Philly stands at the Ringer will have you covered on the Sixers and all your other favorite teams in town.
It's Philly sports, Sheil. What could possibly go wrong?
Join the fun and follow the Ringer's Philly special now on Spotify.
All right, listen to the Ringer Podcast Network. We put up two parts of this over-under extravaganza already. We did the West in part one. We did the East in part two. This is going to be part three. Ryan Russillo, Joe House, still here. We have a little fun draft for you that you might want to steal for you and your friends. And then we're going to do some NBA awards and we're going to get out of here. This will be shorter than the other two parts. Let's bring in Pearl Jam one more time, just for the fuck of it. All right, House, explain what we're doing.
So it's a skins game, and the basic proposition is that every team in the league, you can select their total wins or total losses. Every time a team wins, that's a skin. If you've selected that team's wins, every time a team loses, if you've chosen losses, that's a skin. And at the end of the year, you add them all up. Now, we stole this from country music superstar Matt Stell, who invited
friend of Matt Stell.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Matt Stell. Yeah. Great.
Friend of Chris Vernon.
And me. I hosted him to play golf. Lovely fellow.
Yep.
Single, top of the world, Matt Stell. Living the best life.
He's
friends with a lot of heavy hitters, too. Bobby Bones, who's a radio guy. I didn't know him, but he's in this league. Do you know Bobby Bones?
You know what? He, out of nowhere, hit me up and said, I do a good job.
Russillo
loves nothing more than unsolicited praise as a way to his heart.
Right, because Boston guys don't like other people getting praise.
Former Buffalo Bill Scott just Chandler does. Is in this league.
Holy shit.
A Nashville Predator is in this league, a guy who played hockey. I don't know all the guys. But it's an awesome league. We do it for football, and it makes sense in football because there's fewer wins and losses. It's easier. But it's a great setup for this hoop season.
So we're going to pick. Do we do every team or just six each?
It's up to you.
What do you think?
Seems like the right number.
30 picks seems long.
Okay. Seems like it would be too much.
So we'll do six each.
Six each.
We'll go snake fashion. And you have to designate losses or wins.
Right.
Yeah.
When you make the pick.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Russillo should get first pick unless you don't want it.
Well, because whoever's picking third gets the third and the fourth.
Oh, that's pretty good. Should we do rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, let's do rock, paper, scissors.
All right, let's do rock, paper,
what
scissors.
What are we playing for?
Lawn service.
Steaks, TBD.
Steaks.
Steaks, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
On three or
rock,
three
paper,
and
scissors.
Then go?
One, two, three, go.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three. Oh.
So,
who wins that?
Nobody.
All right.
Nobody. That's like the only time
the odd
we
man out.
Only yeah, time we disagreed in 3 hours.
One, two, three.
Okay.
Oh.
So
you win
I
that.
Win.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get the choice and I'm taking the 3-4 hole.
Wait, who said you had the choice?
You two had the same thing. I was the different.
Rock beats scissors.
I know, but doesn't that just mean you get the first pick?
I get to choose. Why would I? Why
he
don't
wins
I get the
and
choice?
Then doesn't get what he wants. That doesn't make a ton of sense.
Okay, fine.
I think it comes down to you and I for first choice.
All right,
that's right.
Go.
One, two, three.
Wow. All right. So,
I get first, your second, House is third.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
So I'm the first pick. And that means, ooh, this is tough. Which crappy team am I going to take and grab the losses? I don't see a roadmap for San Antonio not having the worst record in the league. I'm taking them. San Antonio losses is my first pick. Russillo, you're up.
So if he gets 60 losses, that's 60 skins
yes.
versus wins.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly right.
So oh, like yes. I'd have to pick a 60 win team.
Or you can take
that.
Losses.
No, yeah. I'm just saying like in
yeah.
theory, if
that's
I
right.
thought that's a 60 loss team.
Absolutely.
I think first pick was the pick, House. I think you might have blown it already.
We'll see.
I feel like the loss is safer than trying to project out.
It sure is.
Too. So
that strategy, good one.
Yeah. All right. So you got San Antonio. I'm going to go Oklahoma City losses.
Okay.
Great.
House, you're on the board for two.
I'm taking Utah losses.
Yeah.
And I'm taking Charlotte losses.
Whoa, House.
The Charlotte Hornets are going to be.
Wow, all right.
This is a tough three-part podcast for Charlotte. It's almost like they hired the same coach they fired 4 years ago.
Clifford quits.
He quit right now.
After the pod comes out.
All right. So San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Utah, Charlotte, all losses. We're still on the clock. We have not had a wins team picked yet.
I'll take Pacers losses.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Now I'm on the
clock. Now, I probably should have gone Utah losses in front of OKC, but I don't, you know, I'm not sure. I think Presti, again, that's juice on juice right there. Presti's approval rating in Oklahoma versus Ainge's approval. Like, they can do whatever they want.
Well, those were the top five loss teams, in my opinion. Which means we're going to have to move toward the wins. I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, pretty good.
Wins for both. Russillo, you're back in the clock.
Give me Golden State wins.
So far, you go take your ninth pick, House, and then we'll go.
I'm going to take Boston.
Okay.
Losses?
Good value.
And the Sixers.
Ugh. I was really hoping they'd be sticking around.
I'm going to take Brooklyn Nets trade demands and the alternative third skin.
Are you really taking Brooklyn?
No.
I figured.
No. You just took the Sixers. Good pick, House. You know what? I think I'll go back to the loser side of things and take Houston.
Ah, fucking A.
That is a strong one.
God.
That's a nice fourth round value.
It is.
Oh, my God.
That's a solid, like, 50-something.
Because it still could be terrible.
Yeah, right.
I had them lined up.
Did you? Take Portland. Take Kings wins.
No, I don't think anyone else will have more wins than this team will have losses. As much as I respect their potential, I'm going to take Orlando losses. Just because.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
No, because the difference between what we actually think of like Oklahoma City or Utah, or then we're all like Orlando, it might be the difference of five fucking games.
Yeah.
So I still
think if Orlando goes 30-52, that means somebody would have to go 52-30 to be a better pick.
Of the teams that are left?
Yeah. All right. So far, I have San Antonio losses, Milwaukee wins, Denver wins, and Orlando losses. House has Utah losses, Charlotte losses, Boston wins, Philly wins. Russillo has Oklahoma City losses, Indy losses, Golden State wins, Houston losses. What a Russillo-esque portfolio that is.
It really is.
Very
on brand.
Really is. How do we work?
I can't wait. Please, will you post this and just say each win and loss is worth it, just to see how mad
people get that don't understand. Yeah.
I didn't understand until about round three. So
yeah.
Promise me that somebody posts this on Ringer Social.
I'm going to take Detroit losses.
Ah, you beat me.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
All right. Russillo's up. Some good teams left. Both LA teams left.
I'm taking Phoenix wins.
Okay. Good value.
Also on brand.
Really good value. See, now I feel like we should draft everybody. Why wouldn't we?
Take too long.
We're halfway done already.
Take too long. We've been here
this
4 hours.
10 minutes. We're flying through.
We're going to.
What do you got, House?
Repeat. Clippers wins.
Okay. Good value.
Yeah. And I'm going to take.
Do it. Say Brooklyn. Say it.
I'm not going to do it.
Say it.
Pelicans wins.
Oh, Jesus.
Over Dallas and Minnesota. Taking Pelicans wins.
So why don't you bet New Orleans to win the division?
Who said that I didn't?
Oh, good point. Russillo, you're on the clock.
I think the best value is Brooklyn wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Minnesota wins. And I'm going to take Portland. Nah, dude, yeah. Oh, is the Memphis still available?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to take, I do think Portland's going to suck, though. Memphis would have to go. I think Portland's going to go like 32 and 50. I'm going to take Portland. I'm going to roll the dice. High value pick. Portland losses.
Memphis won 56 games last year. I'll take Memphis wins. They should have gone higher.
You didn't take Memphis.
No, he took Minnesota and Portland losses.
Yeah.
Damn. So now I have two.
Yep.
I'm going to take Chicago losses.
Ouch.
Jesus. A drive-by shit. You take Chicago losses over Wizards losses? It's insane.
Yeah, that is insane.
It is. All right. Do I get a do-over?
No, no, you do get no do-over at all.
We've shat on it.
I had the idea of it. I was focused too hard on something here. I'm going to stick with Chicago losses.
Yeah, you are, because you picked them already.
Yeah.
That's how a draft works.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't keeping a good enough track. I'll take Lakers wins.
No, House just, that's where House lost control of the steering wheel, right there. Classic House. He threw a good six innings and then fell apart.
I only prepared for six. That's all we were going to do.
You and Clay Buchholz.
What do you got, Russillo? We said we're going to do six for 1 second.
He decided the last second. He got his momentum.
I know.
I'm having a good time, guys.
I wish there was another list.
The listeners are like, this is great. Keep it going. They wish there were 60 teams.
I think they love that really long pause on the back end between round six and seven. give me Wizards losses then.
Okay. Wizards losses. So now I got two again. Whew. Man. Oh. Okay. Cleveland wins still on the board. I'll take them.
Can't believe I missed that.
I can. I don't know who's left. We get like two
That's
more
it.
Picks.
That's yeah. why.
And then, Dallas is on the board and Miami's on the board. So Dallas or Miami? I'll take Miami wins.
I'll take Toronto wins.
Oh, they're not taken? Oh, what a misfire that was. That was my first mistake. God damn it.
Yeah, but the Miami-Toronto one, I mean, is it really that big of a...
I'll trade you Toronto for Miami if
no,
you want.
No, I'm not doing okay. that.
What do you got to ask?
So I'll do Dallas wins and Atlanta wins.
I think that's your last pick, Hus.
I sure hope so.
All right, Russillo. So I think the Knicks are left. In Sacramento?
Wow.
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 Unbelievable. See, I'm so glad we did all 30.
Because now it's like, do you have the balls to say Sacramento wins? I have the balls for Sacramento wins.
Wow.
I'm doing it.
Man.
I'm doing it. Might be stupid.
Now I have to decide Knicks wins or Knicks losses.
This is the part that's, let's keep drafting. I've got the main Red Claws wins.
I don't even remember what I did for the Knicks over. I think I went over. I'm gonna do Knicks over.
Look, the numbers, you feel like, hey, I'd probably rather go 42.
I did the over on Chicago and then took their losses.
All right, here's a recap. Bill takes the Spurs, first pick, losses. Russillo OKC losses. House Utah losses. House Charlotte losses. Russillo Indy losses. I took Milwaukee and Denver wins. Russillo took Golden State wins. House took Boston, Philly wins. Russillo, Houston loss. Me, Orlando loss, Detroit loss. Russillo, Phoenix win. House, Clippers win, New Orleans win. Russillo, Brooklyn win. I took Minnesota win, Portland loss. Russillo, Memphis win. House, it falls apart here with Chicago loss, Lakers win. Russillo, Wizards loss. I took Cleveland, Miami win. Russillo, Toronto win. House, Dallas win. House, Atlanta win. Russillo, Sacramento win. And Bill, Knicks win.
When he gets, you know, actually, House getting Atlanta win in the last round in comparison to Sacramento, New York, that's a good pick.
I think, almost feel like the stakes should be every number should be like a dollar figure. So if you're like 30 better than House and we're playing for like $10,000 a skin, then House owes you like $3 million.
That's a lot.
No, I don't know. It should be, we'll need somebody.
Yeah.
The winner, we'll need somebody online to keep track of this somehow. Like one of the fun people online who does like the Facebook Excel sheet or something like that to keep track of all this.
This has Cerruti written all over it then.
All right, there you go. All right, we're going to take a break.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe, Ferrero Rocher, je 200 Gramm Packung, nur 2,79 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc, je 0,75 Liter Flasche, nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
All right. One more segment and then we're done. We're going to do player awards. Regular season MVP. I have for you Luka Doncic, plus 450 on FanDuel. Giannis, 7-1, Embiid, 7-1. Jokic, 10-1. Durant, 10-1. Ja, 13-1. Tatum, 13-1. Curry, 15-1. Zion's, 25-1. Then it gets a little wonky. Kawhi, 27-1. Anthony Davis, 46-1. Edwards, 60-1. Starts getting weird. Who do you got, Russillo?
I just always like how the odds play out where they're already predicting the fatigue factor.
Mm.
Like, it's just what it is. Like, Giannis shouldn't be third going into any season. And in this, like, Jokic is fifth. He's even money with Durant.
Jokic, I think it's just...
It's fatigue.
For somebody who went three in a row.
Right,
it's
right.
So hard to vote for that three times in a row. We can't.
I would rather go 10-1 Durant or 12-1 Tatum. So I'll go 10
Tatum's
to
13-1 now.
I'll go 10-1 Durant. Is that what you have?
10-1 Durant.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got, House?
It's the freak for me. I mean, we said it during the when we were talking about Milwaukee. I think they're motivated. I don't think that they want to mess around and end up in the same position they were in last year. They played Boston in the semifinals. That was a mistake, right? I think that they don't want to have a repeat of potentially finding themselves against, you know, a team in the semifinals that they don't have a distinct advantage over. I mean, I know the injury thing with Middleton affected it, but I like the freak. I like Milwaukee. I think they're going for it.
Darius Garland, 240-1, Russillo?
I know some of them are really...
Ben Simmons, 240-1?
What about Kyrie?
Kyrie.
Good payout.
Good payout.
Was it 40-1?
100-1.
It's 100-1?
Yeah.
Because you just assume even if he was amazing this year, no one would want to vote for him.
I was trying to talk myself into one of these high-end odds guys, and it's just the only one is Davis, which I would never do. 46-1 for Davis.
Yeah, but if you guys are doing what you do, where you put a little on a bunch of different things, like there's going to be a worse couple hundred dollars thrown around on something.
That's at least like, is he a top seven talent? I'm not talking about can he stay on the floor, all that stuff. It's just like, talent-wise, is he an MVP? Potentially. I don't think he will win the MVP, but the 46-1 just seems really high to me. Like, why is he 46-1? But, like, I don't know, Zion's 25 to 1.
Yeah, that's too high. I think it's too high because it's not, like, of all the scenarios that you play out and the other odds and, like, the guys that he's behind, when I was looking at it, I go, if we ended a year from now going, hey, Anthony Davis had this awesome season.
He's
they
like
were a 30
and 14. Yeah, and they were a three seed. Like,
that's not make-believe.
No.
You guys are voters. Do you think that there will be any sentiment you detect amongst your co-voters?
Hmm.
The possibility that Joel got jumped over last year?
No, people don't like that. They don't like the whining. The whining I don't think works.
I think that the whining may have backfired.
I think it backfired and all the lobbying behind the scenes. But like, don't do that again, Joel. Just Joel, have your
don't
season.
Don't do it, Daryl.
Well, everybody involved with the Joel.
Yeah, I mean,
PR
Joel had
machine,
some moments where it was
dump
like
it.
The reporter asked you a question. Do you feel like people don't respect you? And then the player's like, yeah, they don't respect me. And it's just like, man,
just stop. Everyone respects you, Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I had more of an issue with people around Joel than anything he said, but it. I know what you're asking, yeah. House, and I think people collectively were kind of like, what the fuck? Take it easy. And look what Jokic is doing. Like, this isn't about insulting you.
I would do Giannis 7-1 or Jokic 10-1. But I don't really love, I got to say, I don't love the odds for any of those. To me, I can't bet on it anyway because I'm a voter, but I just don't think there's a lot of value. The only one was Davis that jumped out to me. Rookie of the year, Paolo is 2-1. Ivy is +450. Keegan Murray is +450. Jabari is +550. You mentioned Mathurin in part two. He's 10-1. Then after that, I don't see it. I don't see any of the guys left that he's even worth talking about. I do like a little Nikola Jovic at 65-1 because I think he might, we forgot to mention him in the Miami thing. I think he might actually play a little
bit. Yeah, because they don't have a power forward.
Yeah.
So maybe he gets the run and that he's the guy.
I don't think he'll win rookie of the year, but I just think his odds are way out of whack because I do.
He's really skilled, by the way.
Yeah. Like, he might be good.
I liked him when I did the tape for him. I don't really know where the value is in this one.
Oh, I think there's real value in Murray. I think Murray and Paolo should be 2-1. And I think Murray at +450, I think has real value.
The only problem with him is time and touches, right? Because the rookie of the year is a volume. You know, it's points first, and then it's points, rebounds, and assists.
But what's your best case scenario Paolo season, Marcelo?
30-15-8.
I mean, realistic.
I don't know. Probably like 18. Eight boards and probably like five assists. Like I said,
18 and eight.
Yeah.
On a team that's
going to
win.
I don't know if he's going to get that many rebounds because I got to know how they're going to use him. Because if he's doing high ball screen stuff, which is what I actually really got me excited about his playmaking, then he might not be around. And then if they're going two bigs and then Franz is off of that, his rebounding numbers might not be that good. Like Cade was different. I was one of the few guys that voted Cade rookie of the year last year. Because when I watched, it was like, it was all on Cade.
Yeah.
And voters didn't appreciate that as much. And that's fine. That's fine. Like, I love Scottie Barnes too. So it may not just be the raw numbers. I would have to see like, hey, the second half of the season, did they just hand Paolo the keys and that's it? Because it bothers me when people start getting into wins and losses for rookies. Because most of the teams all stink. So when it's like, hey, we won 32.
I don't like when it's, the reason I had to vote for Cade is just like the last 2 months. Big minutes. He put up stats. They were 11 and 14 down the stretch. But I still felt like, compared to the other option, I just like the other option a little bit more.
That's fine. But I felt like it was all on him in a way. It wasn't on the other guys.
Yeah. Well, for this one, the roadmap for Keegan Murray would be like 15, 16 points a game, 40% from three, and Sacramento actually ends up being like a 40-win team. And they're in the mix. And he makes a couple of big shots and there's a Laker game at Staples when he has like 35 on the Lakers.
Yeah, and people get excited about it. TNT game or something. Although I don't know if Sacramento's in a ton of TNT games ever. That will actually annoy me though. If Keegan is clearly not the same player that Paolo is, Paolo puts up bigger numbers.
Yeah.
And Sacramento's flirting with a play-in game, and Orlando can't get to 30 wins, and then somehow they'll change the. Because I actually don't think that should be a rookie of the year. Thing.
But if Paolo's playing like 29 minutes a game for Orlando, like Wagner's playing more minutes than him, and he's putting up like 17 and 7 or something, and that team sucks, you know,
So you would factor in Sacramento playing for a play-in game if Keegan weren't the same player.
My whole thing is who jumped out the most. That's what I always go with.
That's what I think it should be. Yeah.
Last year, I thought Barnes jumped out the most to me because the stuff he was doing on a good team, I really valued. But I thought everybody was a good choice. Like Mobley, I think until he got hurt near the end, I think he was right in the mix too for all the stuff he did.
He was.
So it was close. Last year was an excellent rookie. I mean, that rookie class was probably a pretty iconic class. I think we'll look back. It's like all those dudes, like Franz Wagner, it's like, what, the fifth best rookie? That guy's going to be excellent. Like he might make an all-star team in the next couple of years. So I don't think this class is as good. Mathurin is a fun, I think you made a good case with that. If that team sucks, it's just him and Halliburton. They trade everyone else, and he's like 25 a game down the stretch or some nutty number.
What if Dalen Terry's the starting point guard for the Bulls because all the other ones are hurt?
Chicago losses. That's why I took them.
Defensive player of the year. Gobert is 4-1. Adebayo 7-1. Robert Williams is on here at 8-1. He's not going to play enough games. Giannis is 10-1. Draymond 14-1. Bridges 16-1. Evan Mobley 20-1. It's hilarious. Smart is 24-1 on FanDuel. People are like, we're never voting for him again.
Never.
Yeah, he'll never get it again. Embiid's 21-1. Simmons 27-1.
I thought the smart campaigning last year was borderline as annoying.
I know. I felt like I was somehow responsible because I was one of the leaders, but then I don't know. I don't know who I just wasn't going to vote for Gobert.
Spare me the fucking persecution. It's the whole deal when it's like, I might vote you the second best player in the league this year. I might vote you the second best defensive player in the league this year.
Yeah, nobody's.
And then it turns into this thing like, no one in the world likes me.
Yeah.
And you're just like, it's fucking
no
lame.
One values me.
Yeah.
House, who do you like?
The Freak. 10-1. It's an all freak year. I think he's going to do on both sides of the basketball. I think they might win 60 games.
I like those odds. I think the Gobert 4-1 is pretty tasty too. Because if Minnesota is really good and their defense flips and it's a whole bunch of, whoa, did we value Rudy Gobert enough? And that whole narrative, I could see that happening. Long shot.
Wait.
I'd pick Bam, but I would also include him. Like
Bam's
every, every fucking Heat broadcast, national. Like Bam's really upset about the defense. And first of all, dude, you missed a bunch of games.
Yeah, it was play really, 70 really plus simple. Games.
Yeah, play 70 plus games, play the same kind of defense. I'll vote for you.
I think from a value standpoint, Mobley at 20-1 is interesting.
What about
I think
Bridges?
It's probably a year or two away. Because Bridges would have to be just considerably better than any other swing guy. And it's like, is he going to be a better wing guy than Herb Jones or some of those other guys at that position?
I just think he's both great on the perimeter and then like at the rim. But then the other problem is that you remind yourself of like, nobody can hang with Doncic.
Right.
But the physical part of like, hey, this is defensive player of the year. It just looks bad when it's like, okay, but now it doesn't matter.
That's true. Mobley, maybe a year away. Most improved. Man, there's a lot. The great thing about most improved is there's no real favorite. Edwards is the favorite at plus 850.
Carson Edwards?
Anthony Edwards. Then it goes in the descending order. Maxey, Williamson, Halliburton, Barrett, Brunson, LaMelo. Porter's 33-1. We're not even sure if he's playing. Barnes 38-1.
Shea is an option. And you're just like, well, did he get bad or just not play?
Right. Like, yeah, how did he improve? He improved by lacing up his sneakers. Jordan Poole, Simons, Ananobi, Jalen Green is on here for somewhere. As it kept going, though, I thought that the Aaron Fox one was kind of inspired. And what was it? What were
Didn't
his
I
odds?
Ask you that while
yeah,
we were doing the show?
You did. You asked me that during the Sacramento one. He was...
You told me 120-1, so, I think.
120-1.
These are
Aaron
so
Fox.
Weird.
I don't even really understand what the criteria of this award is.
You know who I think? Like 201
for it.
I know. I felt like Poole was to me like, this is and how this should
this
win,
is what it
right?
Should be, yeah.
He was in the G League and now he's a valuable guy on an awesome team. Isn't this the winner? And he barely won. Oh, he didn't win.
He didn't win.
I voted for him.
I'm almost positive I voted for him because I remember being at the end of it being like, this is. How about Kuminga 200-1?
The Draymond thing would really have to go sideways. Jalen Smith 80-1 is a funny one. Yeah, out of the ones
OG
that are
and
on
Anobi,
here.
Because he's always missing games.
So I was looking at Cam Johnson 50-1 for this, because if they trade Crowder, he's going to get way more swingman minutes, right? And what if he's just has an awesome year and he's 19 a game, playing 35 minutes a game and 45% from three, something like that.
You know
like
who
that.
Could get it is Colin Sexton. He just put up a ton of numbers on Utah. They lose games.
Just Jedi mind tricks
right.
people?
But no, because he didn't play.
Yeah.
He didn't play last year. Because that ends up, it feels like it goes to who was hurt and then comes back. And maybe that's why Poole didn't get it last year.
Ja won it last year.
What would Halliburton's numbers have to look like for him to win this?
See, I felt like Ja winning it last year was disrespectful.
Yeah, I didn't even vote for him in one of the three spots. He was good a year ago. How was he most improved?
It was a massive jump up, but he was already like on superstar
No, this
status.
Should be like my career either was irrelevant or
I was
you
found
didn't really
in a
think
trailer.
About, yeah, or the G League. What does Halliburton's season have to look like for him to win this house? 25-8? 22-10?
I think the team matters. I don't think he has a chance.
Right.
I don't think you can be on a 25-win team and win most improved player.
I would pick Scotty Barnes 38-1. I think those are the best odds. Because that could be a real jump for him where he's like a 18-8-8 and all defense and that team's good. And like, oh my God, Scotty Barnes.
I go Wiseman 50-1.
Like it.
What's your Wiseman intel? You got some Wiseman intel for us?
His eyes. These eyes.
Sixth man of the year. Jordan Poole plus 350. Wood is 10-1. We didn't talk about Wood really in the Mavs thing.
Blew right through it.
You want to do that now?
No.
Hero 16-1. Brogdon 16-1. Bones Highland 19-1. Dinwiddie 21-1. Then it goes Powell, Clarkson, Quickly, Oubre, Clark, Tyus Jones, Portis, Oladipo, Bogdanovich, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I really, really, really like Brogdon 16-1. I think this is my favorite bet of all the player awards.
Wow.
I'm not allowed to bet on it. But I think he's going to be really important for the Celtics. I think he's going to play a lot of minutes. I think he's going to be a crunch time guy for them. And if the team is good, he'll be a big reason. And I think they're going to be good.
Why is he coming off the bench?
Because they want him to be like a six-man, finish games, Mikhail Havlicek kind of DNA-type Celtics guy. So I think those odds are pretty good. 16-1.
That would be my only concern. And like, I mean, if Smart goes down for any time and he gets dinged because he plays so hard, then Brogdon becomes a starter for a sustained stretch, right?
But that if as long as he doesn't start too many games, they're still eligible. I think LeVert at 49-1 is fun too. There was some...
No, it isn't.
There were some fun pieces about him, about how he was hurt last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about all the other years?
What do you got?
I like how there's options for like two guys or three guys on a team.
Right.
Just go. So if I take Bruce Brown, it's like, cool.
Just clear him out.
Yeah, Bones comes in. It's really off the bench with this. Norman Powell, I think at 25-1 is interesting.
I like that one.
Caruso would be another one at 33-1.
He might start, though.
But he might start. It looks like he's going to start, unless Io. And let's take a flyer on Rubio at 50-1 when he comes back and is healthy for a gritty Cleveland team that actually missed him last year.
Points per game. Remember, a player must play 70% of its team's games. So you have to play 58 to be eligible. Embiid is plus 350. Giannis plus 420. Luka plus 480. Durant plus 550. And then it goes into double figures with Trey, Tatum, Ja, Zion, etc. Luka plus 480, removing the 16 points a game from Brunson and not really replacing them.
You beat me to it.
Feels like he's low 30s,
right? I like that much better than betting him for MVP.
Yeah.
I like him because, you know, we've already seen that offense. We know exactly what it looks like. It makes a lot of sense. If he is, his Eurobasket performance was awesome. And he's coming in, we think, in shape. So if he comes out, I mean, he can average 32 points a game starting October the 19th, their first game.
And he hasn't won a scoring title, I don't think. Who do you got, Vasilo?
Yeah, usage alone. You know, he's going to have the ball more than anybody else. He's still young enough where, like, it's better picked than Giannis because I just don't think Giannis, it's going to matter to him.
No, he won't care.
As much as the scoring title.
All right, so Luka plus 480. I can actually bet on that one. rebounds per game. This is, I don't even know. I can't even remember who won the rebounds last year.
Capella.
Is that who won it? I'm just looking for long shots. Capella's 21-1 this year. Wendell Carter, 23-1. I would say this is a non-bet. I'm interested by the assist per game, though. Because we mentioned earlier, Darius Garland, 26-1. Harden's the favorite, +175. Chris Paul, +240. Halliburton, 6-1. On down the line. Luka's +850. But I like the odds with Garland there at 26-1. I could see him getting like 11 assists a game for this team.
It's fun, especially if the thing that we talked through when we were going through Cleveland, Russillo's very compelling case that he wants to distribute. He did not want to take those shots. And he's got three options. And it's an offense that makes sense to our eyes with Mobley, with Jared Allen, with Donovan Mitchell. That's fun. 26-1.
Jokic 60-1. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's fun to have him on the board. Russillo, anybody else you like? Little Halliburton, 6-1?
No. That's kind of it. Although Van Vliet's had some big assist stuff. I'm just trying to look at the payout, you know, like instead of just going, oh, cool. Like Trey Young's probably a little too high as the fourth best option here, just because you would imagine DeJounte's taking the ball out of his hands a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
3 points made per game leader. Curry is the favorite at -190. And then it goes into Dame. Van Vliet's 12-1. Malik Beasley somehow is 20-1. He's fourth. Buddy Hield, Clay, Trey, Mitchell, Kyrie, Simons, LaMelo, Anthony Edwards, Bane, Tatum. I thought Tatum at 60-1 was mildly intriguing to me for this one. Because he shoots a lot of threes. And with the Curry thing, Curry just misses 20 games. I guess it's made per game. Now, this is just a Steph bet. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't bet Steph on this. If it's made threes for the season, that would be different. But per game, I don't know. You guys disagree?
I mentally checked out.
I don't want to pay
you don't
any
like
money
this one
that.
Anyway?
This one, I don't have a ton to add to this one.
All right, let's do NBA Finals then. I'm mentally checked out. Russillo says an hour five.
Can't blame him.
NBA Finals. What odds do you like the most? Click it on FanDuel. NBA Championship. Celtics 6-1. Bucks +650. Nets 7-1. Clippers 7-1. Golden State 7-1. Suns 10-1. Sixers 16-1. Miami 18-1. Denver 20-1. Memphis 24-1, Lakers, and then it gets stupid. Best value.
I think Golden State being behind four other teams makes no sense to me. Hmm. I just think they're going to be better.
Interesting.
So, +700.
Repeating is so hard.
I can't believe I recommend this, but I think Philly 16-1 are the best odds.
My favorite.
And I know James Harden is going to let them down. But I just think those are great odds because I think they have a really good chance to be the one seed and they have a really good team and that my team might even be better. But the Doc Rivers, James Harden combo, it's like you might as well set money on fire.
Why did you just do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, but 16-1.
16-1 is stupid.
We could be looking at those odds 3 months into the season, 2 months into the season going, holy shit.
Yeah, they're 5-1.
You could have got them at 16-1.
Right. Yeah.
Those odds are priced in for Harden and Doc.
Do you like my Harden is due for a good playoff run?
It's just like law of averages.
It's kind of like the Paul George thing where you're like,
I did like it. You can't
be this bad every playoff season.
We can't
sleep
like on Denver at 20-1.
I like Denver at 20-1 too.
They're crazy deep.
Just wonder about the defense.
If Michael Porter Jr. plays,
I would recommend.
The Grizzlies at 24-1. That's a really good team to be 24-1.
I think the thing not to do is to bet the favorites with this because you can just bet them by the series and you're getting half decent value. But
right.
What you want to do is do the 20-1, 22-1 range. Conference, same thing, where Philly's 7-1 for the conference, but you're getting them 16-1 for the title. So the odds for the title are actually better. Denver's +850 for that. The play-in odds, just want to do this quickly. It's Bulls -110, Knicks +125, Raptors +130, Cavs +130, Hawks +130. and then Wizards plus 175, then the Heat plus 220, and Brooklyn plus 350 in the East if you want to get nuts. What's your favorite out of all of those, Russillo?
Man, I mean, I feel like this is way too much Detroit love if I'm looking for a payout. That probably doesn't make a ton of sense. Maybe just that you're getting the plus 130 on Atlanta.
That's what I have.
We're all there. It's amazing. Yeah. It's exactly
that's
right.
Going like, plus what's the best, you know, not to say this is, hey, I figured it out.
No, I know.
But that feels like you're just getting free money.
I find it hard to believe they're going to be a top six seed.
Yeah.
Right. I find it hard to believe they're going to be 11 or below.
Yep.
I agree.
At that plus money, it's really good.
And then on the West side, Portland minus 140, Lakers minus 120, Pelicans minus 115, Kings plus 120, Mavs plus 140, Minnesota, and then it descends, Memphis, Denver, Golden State. I like Sacramento and Dallas for this. I like Sacramento plus 120. I like Dallas plus 140. I think both of those are really strong bets. I don't think Dallas is a top six team.
Right, but they will be, if Luka's healthy, in that they'll be one of the teams in front of them. One of the top five teams is going to have an injury problem.
You would think.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you'd have to have.
I like it. I'm not saying the bet's wrong. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that law of averages, like, it's kind of my Cleveland over. I like assuming their health better than I like assuming a lot of other teams' health. I like assuming Luka's health more so than the collection of all five teams in front of them.
Dallas is only in the play-in if Minnesota is ahead of them.
It's Dallas versus Minnesota and New Orleans for the sixth spot, unless there's an injury.
And I like New Orleans better than Dallas.
I have Dallas, I think, eighth out of those.
Okay.
To make the playoffs.
The Kings are my favorite at plus 120 because all you have to be is 10th in the West to win that bet.
To make the playoffs, I think Bulls minus 134 is just better value than Hawks minus 210 for the East, but I didn't really like any of the East odds. The West odds are way more interesting. You can get Sacramento at plus 360. And they could be, let's say, a 9 seed in the play-in. They'd have to win 2 play-in games. Other than that, these odds aren't worth it. Like New Orleans is minus 205.
Yeah, but what?
Well, we can parlay them, though. You can put two together.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what if you just like New Orleans that much and you're going, all right, I'm not getting the value that everybody's searching for in all these, but you know, you're just like, hey, they're making the playoffs.
Well, you could do New Orleans and Minnesota in a parlay, which is basically even odds, a little play-in parlay. House, do you have a play-in parlay for this?
Oh, I love this. A play-in. Well, right now
we like the Toronto, right?
Yeah, I like Toronto in for sure.
New Orleans, Minnesota, and Toronto, plus 169.
I think they're all three playoff teams.
Russillo, minus 250 Toronto to make the playoffs, to be one of the 8 playoff teams.
I see. That's where
makes
I
you
like.
Nervous?
I like New Orleans better at 205, minus 205.
We can have them both.
What if you go the all-California three-leg parlay for the Clippers, Warriors, and Lakers to all make the playoffs, minus 181.
Minus 181.
Wait a minute.
I'm not going minus.
I left out Sacramento.
Sacramento? What's there?
You can't put the Lakers in there. I mean, you can.
No, I was just trying to think of something geographical, something that your kids could, you know, if you want to teach your kids.
I like New Orleans, man. I'll have to tinker with this. We'll do a boost. We're going to do a boost on FanDuel for playoff bets at some point. And then player props, the last thing. If you think Luka can average 30 points a game this year, plus 125, you don't have to bet scoring title. You can just bet Luka will be 30. It can't be 29.94, 30 points a game.
He hasn't done it yet.
Hasn't done it yet.
This feels kind of like it would have to be this year. And then, you know, a lot of the young scores, and then later on, they're not only tired, but they go, this doesn't really work.
Darius Garland to average 8 assists a game, plus 135. Pretty enticing. I think that's my favorite. Of
guys
all
were
the,
speechless.
All the side ones, I know.
It's only been 5.5 hours.
I know, we're wrapping it up. Anything else, House?
It's enough. We've done it. It's a great year.
Russillo?
NBA is fantastic.
I don't like that we agreed on so many things.
Way too much.
But that's how it goes.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Thanks to Kyle Creighton. Thanks to Dylan Berkey. Thanks to Corey back there. We will be back on this feed on Thursday. When does your podcast come back, Priscilla?
I'm be back tomorrow morning. Lane Kiffin and Deontay Wilder.
You're doing a pod tomorrow? Look at you.
Nobody told me I could take it off.
Wait, what did you? 5.5 hours.
I was told. Yeah, so Kyle's got his hands up here.
Come on,
too.
Kyle.
Anybody want to let me know when I could take a day off? I would have.
You easily could have taken that day off.
I'm not blaming Kyle. I'm not blaming Kyle at all. I didn't know.
Rudy's focused on Orlando.
We already taped an interview. Yeah. So I guess I got a pod tomorrow.
Warren Sharp and I, end of the week. I think we're taping after the C-Words Bears game. Like after the Thursday night game.
Oh, beautiful. The worst game of the year.
There's an excellent chance that I will be less than sober for that podcast.
Drunk House is in the house. All right. Thanks to everybody.
Bad primetime.
Don't forget to check out all these lines on FanDuel if you want to follow up on anything. Obviously on Thursday. I wanna see them on a wayside.